They finally get it. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I suggested to the Democrats 3 months ago that it'd be in their best interest to drop this knee-jerk opposition to offshore oil drilling. June 18th on this broadcast, and I quote myself, quote, "If our problem is importing three-quarters of the oil we use, and let's face it, we're not going to cut oil use by three-quarters unless we start pushing our cars to work, finding a way to get more of it from friendly sources instead of hostile sources would seem like a good thing," unquote. And then on June 19th, and I quote myself again, "The oil companies might want this deal so bad that in exchange they'd agree to do what environmental groups have been pushing them to do for years, invest in alternative energy, agree to windfall taxes, etc." And I acknowledge that, okay, maybe the oil companies are evil vampires that have come to suck the life out of helpless rock formations. Let's at least lure them to American rock formations so we can tax the hell out of them while they suck. I also pointed out that if the Democrats truly believe we can't drill our way out of this because there is, in fact, no oil to be found, all the more reason to call the oil companies bluff and let them drill. When every well comes up dry, we could all have a good laugh as gas hits $10. And now, 3 months later, what do we see? Speaker Pelosi is now open to a deal allowing drilling in exchange for renewable energy and tax incentives, etc. Finally, everybody on the same page. Everybody except the Republicans who wanted this and now who oppose it because it doesn't mention nuclear energy. Oh, and the oil industry, which wants to keep their tax breaks on $100 a barrel oil. I'm so glad we're beyond politics as usual. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.